Bank of Cardiff, this is Jill.
Hi. I received a letter from my business for funding.
Okay, sure.
I was just trying to get more information about what your company offers.
Okay, sounds good. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Mm-hmm. 2411.
Okay.
2301.
Mm-hmm.
0045.
Okay.
8747.
Okay, let's take a look. I have Embassy Management.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
Simone Chandler.
Simone Chandler. Okay. And are you the owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And just in case I get disconnected, is this number ending in 0536 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. Okay, and then you guys are LLC, it looks like?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
I've been in business for 8 years, but I've been incorporated with the LLC for 4 years.
4 years. Okay. Were you like a sole prop before?
Yes.
Okay. So 4 years ago, you changed to LLC. Okay, I'm just making some notes here. Okay, and then I have your billing address here as 311 North 3rd Street in Baldwin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Perfect. And are you the 100% owner, or is there another second owner?
The 100%
on. Okay, nice. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I do currently already have, and I have done the daily advance.
Sure, okay.
I'm looking for something different now.
Okay.
Something longer term, better rate.
Okay, sure. Okay, so do you currently have a working capital loan, or was that in the past?
Mm-hmm, no, I do have three now.
You have three right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how much are you looking for right now?
At least $50,000.
$50,000? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking to use the money for?
I will pay off some of what I have, and
okay.
My business is real estate, so I am going to renovate some of my profit.
Okay, sure. And what is your current balance right now with the working capital?
I think it may be 20 to 30.
28 to 30, okay. And then the remainder you'll be using to do some renovation, updates, things like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I think it was about
143,000. 143? 143. Okay. Okay. And then the current loans that you have out right now, who are they through?
Wingfield is one. Wide Merchant is one.
Okay.
And I can't think of other name.
Okay. No problem. And then how's this year's sales looking for like for you?
Good. Probably about 180 to 190.
Okay. Okay. And then how's your credit like? The national average is about 680. Do you think you're above or below that?
Below.
Below that?
I'm around 608.
Okay.
16, somewhere around there.
Okay, sounds good. So just based on the information you provided me just now, it doesn't look like we'll be able to do anything for you just because your balances are pretty high compared to what your gross sales are. And then your credit doesn't support having another working capital loan on top of it. So capital-wise, it doesn't look like we're able to do anything right now until the balances are a little bit lower. But is there anything else that you need? Do you need any equipment or anything like that?
No, I just thought you all did something different than just the daily. What do you offer?
Sure. So what we offer is like the other ones that you named that you currently have loans out. Those are smaller companies, so that's why your term with them and the loan amount that you get with them is a little bit different from what we give. We usually are able to give more, and our loans goes up to 3 years for capital. And we have daily, weekly, and monthly.
Okay. And what are your requirements generally for them?
Okay. The requirements generally is we just need the application, which is one page, 6 most recent months of bank statement, and then most recent tax return. And then if you have any other loans out, we just need the contract on those because usually we're able to refi and give you more capital on top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your rates like?
Our rates, it's a rate factor, so it's similar to what you receive from the other loans, but our rate factor is lower than those. We start at 1.1, so 10 cents on a dollar, and it goes up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your terms generally like?
Sure. Hello? What? Sorry?
Yes. What are your terms generally like?
Our terms, it goes up to 3 years, and then depending, every company is a little bit different, and every file is a little different, so I've seen a lot of different ones, combination-wise, of daily, weekly, monthly, with different term length.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to answer my questions and everything.
Yeah, no problem. What I can do is I can send over my contact info. And then maybe I can touch base with you sometime later on in the year when your balances are a little lower, and we can see if we can refi your balances and get you capital on top. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your email?
Lady C.
Okay.
38824.
38824. Okay.
Mm-hmm. At Gmail.
Okay. So, Lady C, you said? 38824?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So, I will go ahead and send over my contact info, and then I will touch base with you in a few months. Do you know when your balances are going to get to about, 20 or 15,000?
Probably in a couple of months.
Couple months, okay. So maybe I'll give you a call back in late November, early December, and then we can see if that's something you're still interested in doing that, or if there's anything else we can help you out with. Because you guys are still pre-approved with us, not only for capital, but also for equipment too. So if you need any equipment down the road, don't hesitate to give us a call.
So what does that equipment look like? What are my options for equipment?
Sure. So equipment can be it could be anything really, anything that you need to run your business. So if you're a real estate, let's just say real estate agent, then let's just say you need a car to get around. So that car is a piece of equipment that you're using for your business. Or computers. Computers also consider equipment for the business. Tables, chairs, things like that. And those loans goes up to 5 years, and they are monthly payments.
So if I needed a vehicle, how does that work?
Sure. So how that would work is we would just need the quote or the invoice from the business or the vendor you're buying the car from. And then we just give you a approval based on that, as well as your bank statement and your tax return.
Okay, so the vehicle, in addition to the loan that I have already.
Yeah, because we don't see those as like competitor debt, like the working capital loans. With the equipment, because the equipment is a totally different type of loan.
Okay, and when you say I'm pre-approved for it, what does it mean?
It means that, so that you know the offer we sent you, it's based on your previous financing with other banks, and also your business credit. We filter businesses through that, and then we send out the offer based on those. I don't know the specifics of it, but that's how we send out the offers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For my business, I would just go to the company and get an invoice and send it to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you'll just have to send a quote or an invoice from, a dealership or whatever, and then we just give you approval based on that.
Okay, and I'm sorry, so many questions, but I'm trying to understand.
Sure.
I'm already, quote-unquote, pre-approved, and they give you the vehicle information, then my next step is for you all to...
We'll review your file and then let you know if and what you are qualified for or approved for, and then we just work with the dealership to get you the vehicle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everything is different, but about how long is that process, Jim?
To get an answer on an application, about a day or two. So it's pretty pretty fast process. And then after that, we present you the terms if you like them. The funding can happen in the next day or two after that. So, less than a week would be usually the how long it takes for us to get an answer on your application and also get the funding.
Okay. Now, do I also need to... I also need to fill out an application.
Yeah, it's a one-page application. That's your information, the business info, things like that.
So should I send that ahead of time, or do I just do it after I'm requesting the quick?
The best thing for your situation is to do it after you find the one that you want.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I've already been shopping for a vehicle, and I'm that's why I didn't know that.
Oh, you're shopping right now for a car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. What kind of car are you looking for?
Well, the one that I seen was it's an Infiniti.
Okay. Okay, and this is going to be used for business.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Are you buying that from a dealership or looking to purchase it from a private party?
It's a dealership.
A dealership? Okay, cool. Because usually from the dealership, that's really easy. All you have to do is tell the sales agent or whoever is helping you with it to get a invoice for it, and then you just send that over to us, and we'll be able to review it for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I'll do right now is I'll send over the equipment financing application, And then all I would need is the last 6 months of bank statement, and then the equipment quote.
Okay.
Mhm. What's the best email? I have it. LadyC38824, right?
Mhm.
Okay. Cool. So I'll go ahead and send it over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right. I will send it now, and then I'll look out for your application. If not, I will give you a call tomorrow afternoon just to touch base with you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. Bye.